This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you got to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You know, and truly get involved in the conversation, right? And you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Right? And it's all the things that you were taught to hate. But you don't need to be. You don't even need to be afraid of it. What you need, truly need, is you simply need somebody to explain it to you, to tell you what it is that those labels, that the left puts those labels on us. We don't do it to ourselves. They do it to us. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always enjoy this, you know, what do you want to call it, the latter part of the show? Because, it's like we've got so much to talk about, so much to deal with. And you guys throw me some really good stories. And I also get to push on you a little bit. I get to push on you so that you'll actually pay attention to what's going on. You know, people should be allowed to choose their own destiny. Don't you agree? People should be allowed to vote on state laws. They should be allowed to, you know, push our legislators to do what they want them to do. This is a representative government, after all. So the Iowa State Legislature put a law into effect that you couldn't abort a baby after you could hear the heartbeat. You could see the heartbeat. Now you can go to jail for life for stopping a heartbeat, which in most circles is killing someone. And the only ones you don't go to jail for, unless you do it, you know, domesticated animals. I mean, you can kill all kinds of wild animals for all kinds of reasons, but they're animals. Most of the time we eat those animals. But a judge has blocked the Iowa law banning all abortions after an unborn baby's heartbeat begins. Although I can't figure out why. Planned Parenthood sued to overturn the law in May after calling the pro-life legislating gross and dangerous. Why is it gross and dangerous? I'd love to hear that. On Friday, Polk County District Court Judge Michael Hubert granted the abortion group's request to block the enforcement of the law until the court rules on its constitutionality. Now, local news reported lawyers from the pro-life Thomas More Society, who was representing the state, did not object to the temporary block. See, it needs to go through the court system. I'll give them that. They got that right. If enforced, the law would require abortion practitioners to test for the unborn baby's heartbeat before performing an abortion. If a heartbeat is detected, the abortion could be prohibited except in cases of medical emergency, rape, incest, or fetal abnormalities. So all I have to do is say I'm pregnant by rape or had sex with my brother, sister, whatever, or that the baby might be deformed. And how many times some of you mothers out there can attest to the fact that you've been told the baby's abnormal, that it has problems, and it was born fine? Right? Now, they go further with it. They say you can abort the baby if it has fetal abnormalities deemed to be incompatible with life. I don't quite know what that means. Because an unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable by about 6 weeks of pregnancy, the law would prohibit almost all abortions in Iowa. It is the earliest abortion ban in the United States. Most countries don't allow abortions up to 20 weeks. We do. We're one of the only ones, I think. Planned Parenthood is challenging the law under the Iowa Constitution, which it says also protects abortion rights. Filing the lawsuit in state court could thwart the conservative goal of taking a legal challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court. But I hope they do. I would push this and push this and push this. The American Civil Liberties Union, the Emma Goldman Clinic, an abortion facility in Ohio City, also are involved in a lawsuit. Iowa lawmakers expected a legal challenge when they passed the law. Previous pro-life state representative Shannon Lundgren, a Republican, admitted that the legislation likely would expose the state to a legal challenge. The science and technology have significantly advanced since 1973, Lundgren said. That's the truth, too. I mean, think about this. You can see the baby. You can see it forming. You can see fingers, toes, eyes, nose, a butt, legs. You can see all that through sonograms. Why they won't, why, can anybody tell me why Planned Parenthood won't admit to see it has shifted from a blob of cells, it has shifted from a problem, not to the woman's rights to choose. That's what it's shifted to. A woman's right to play God. And it's time for the Supreme Court to weigh back in on this issue of life. I think it makes sense. It's time for the law to be re-examined and looked at in light of new science. What I think is really funny, again, is the group on the left, the people that scream science, they drip science, they tell me that I have to adhere to science, don't do it themselves. Right? Come on. You know I'm right. So, the goal of the legislation is to prevent the deaths of thousands of unborn babies, not help facilitate them. However, even some pro-life advocates admit that the success of the legislation is uncertain. While the rationale behind the law is noble, a number of pro-life leaders recognize that for the present, such laws may create unintended consequences that could hamper the pro-life cause. What's the unintended consequences? Since when did fighting for the right thing, be concerned about an unintended consequence? I'm thoroughly confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
That's cool, okay, we're going to do it this hour. Seriously. I'm not a hat wearer. Never have been. Although I like this one because can't see my eyes. Right?
So you can't get it on your head.
What's that?
You can't get it on your head.
Well, of course I can't. It's all that hair I have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You can see I'm wearing a USA hat, right? It's a red USA hat, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give this to the 20th email I get. I wonder if you'd even, will you wear it, though? See, my concern is that you won't wear it. and I'll send it to you. If you want, I'll sign it, but in the email, you got to tell me you want it signed. So the 20th email I get that says, give me a hat. Give me the hat. Give me the hat. You see it? Red hat, USA in black. And if you want, like I said, I'll sign it. I may even send a gift along with it. But I want a picture of you with the hat on. 20th. 20th email I get the hat. It's a red hat tonight. I think I have a blue one I'll give away next week, and a red, white, and blue one I'll give away at the end of next week, whatever. And we'll go for the flag again here shortly. USA, send the email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you have the Android or Apple app, you can send it right from that. You don't even have to go to your email and type anything. Bang, send Joe an email, bang, send me the hat. That's all you have to say. All you have to do is send me the hat. 20th email I get, you got the hat. That, look it. It can't make it any easier. All right. We were talking about the pro-life thing. And some of you get so mad at me when I talk about that woman gets to play God. And I want you to know where I got that. All right? I find that there's a weirdness here. And the weirdness is that driving down the road in my car, or maybe I've had a tad too much to drink. We'll just do it that way. Or because that's distasteful. Let's just say I'm driving too fast. All right? Or I reach down to answer my phone. Or I reach down to change my radio. And I hop the curb, and I hit a woman. Pregnant woman. She falls down. For all intents and purposes, her body physically is fine. But she aborts the baby. The baby dies. I could be brought up on manslaughter charges. I could be brought up on involuntary manslaughter. I probably will. Here's the kicker. She's on her way to an abortion clinic. See, it's not up to her to press charges or not. The law is the law. So either it's a baby or it's not. Either it's a life or it's not. If she's on her way to an abortion clinic and I happen to hit her, then yes, there are laws that I could be charged with or whatever. You know, and she gets her insurance money or whatever she needs. But why should I go to jail for involuntary manslaughter when she was about to abort the baby two blocks from where I hit her anyway? Now, isn't that her playing God? She gets to choose what lives and what doesn't live, but I don't. If I take the life by accident, it's the worst thing since sliced bread. She takes it on purpose, and it's perfectly acceptable. We've become a society where abortion is much more acceptable than adoption. We are a sick group of individuals. And then I hear the people on the far left keep talking about how, you know, we have to, we should be more like Europe. We should be more open and understanding like they are in Europe. Well, guess what? Most countries, I think every country, doesn't allow abortions after 22 weeks. So I'm in agreement with you. Let's start off there. What do you think? Why don't we start the ball rolling there? Anybody with me? Sad. Stupid and sad. Some of the pro-life advocates in Iowa admit that the success of the legislation is uncertain. The rationale behind it is noble, but they don't think they can get it. Well, why don't they think they can get it through the courts? Really? Do we have that many liberal judges? Do we have that many judges that won't adhere to the law? Remember, when the Supreme Court initially approved or upheld Roe versus Wade, it was supposed to be few, very few, abortions, and only for the life of the mother. That was it. And what's happened now? Now we can abort for eye color, problems that might or might not be with the fetus, as they put it. How the case will fail in the Iowa state courts remains to be seen, but the likelihood of it being upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court is extremely unlikely because of the current makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court. A law to prohibit abortions in the first trimester most likely would not survive a court challenge. Now, President Trump promised to appoint pro-life justices to the courts, but he would have to appoint at least one more, and that's a true statement. See, right now, I wouldn't be fighting all these court challenges. I would be fighting and pushing to get the right judges appointed, and then I would go after some of these laws. I would do it the right way. North Dakota, not Arkansas, passed a heartbeat bill several years ago, but federal courts struck down both laws. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals said the following about its ruling on the six-week ban. Because there's no genuine dispute that North Dakota's law generally prohibits abortions before viability, as the Supreme Court has defined at the concepts, and because we are bound by the Supreme Court, so they're holding the Supreme Court's ruling as the law of the land. Remember, it's a ruling, it's an opinion, it's not the law. Do you guys realize that? There's a misconception about Supreme Court rulings. And on top of that, to go a little further with this, there's also a misconception about judges. The Supreme Court judges are not lifetime appointments. No, they don't have time frames. But judges can be removed from the Supreme Court. Look up your history. Look up what the Founding Fathers had intended for the Supreme Court. And we give the Supreme Court way too much power. Much more power than our Founding Fathers had initiated or intended for it. Anyway, the Supreme Court has defined that the concept, and because we are bound by the Supreme Court precedent holding that states may not prohibit pre-viability abortions, we must affirm the district court's grant of a summary judgment to the plaintiffs. Now, notice it says pre-viability. What about post-viability? When is it viable? They didn't respond to that, which I think is hilarious. Why wouldn't you? Go for a quick break. When we come back, here's one that should send some people into orbit. Franklin Graham is running through the state of California urging pastors and Christians to become political activists. Gee, I wonder why. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm trying to tell you I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
I love the big band sound. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Radio Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, hey, let me ask you a question. How many, I mean, are they awake in the in that Facebook feed there?
Definitely.
So, you're talking with somebody in the radio biz yesterday. A lot of the hosts over the years have changed the names of their shows to their names. So, how many of you think... What? You've got that look.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
Finally, I'm listening.
You should. You're listening. Oh, my God.
I know.
Quick. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. She's listening to the show. How many of you think we should change the name of the show to the Joe Messina Show? And how many of you like it being called The Real Side? So I always felt that if I called it The Real Side, then if I had another host or something happened, wasn't that hard to change. But when they go looking for the show and they go looking for me on Twitter, they go looking for me in other places, they're looking for Joe Messina. So I want to get a feel for it. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. But how many of you in the chat room think it should be the Joe Messina Show? Or we could call it the Daily Mess, you know, after my last, right? Messina?
No, that sounds like a cooking show.
The what?
That sounds like a cooking show.
Well, the Daily Mess would be like, you know, the political mess of the day, no?
Yeah.
All right, anyhow, I'll get back to reality. Now, you guys have heard me say, see, Franklin Graham must be listening to the show. God bless him for doing that. Because I've been screaming for 9 years that Christians need to come out of the closet and get involved in politics. And I say that for many reasons. Some of you listening to the show aren't Christians. You go, oh my God, he wants the Christians to take over the world. Well, that's not really where I'm going with this. Right? That's not the goal here. But if you're, you know, as a Christian, I want to do what I believe God wants me to do. And, you know, we're always told, and please, let's not confuse with people who call themselves Christians with real Christians. You know, I always joke that the, you know, we scream about the Democrats taking God out of their platform. At least they're not overt about it. They're right in your face with it. The Republicans didn't take God out of the platform. They just don't pay any attention to him. I mean, come on, let's be right. The real side, let's be real about this. You know, the Republicans love to run around and go, you know, we're about God and country. Well, are you really? But to Franklin Graham's point, I'll get a little religious, so hang in with me for a second, some of you who aren't. See, when you, I just had this conversation with somebody today. If you really believe what you say you believe, whether you're a Catholic, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, whatever, then you don't water down the book you follow. You either believe it or you don't believe it. And don't, please, do not start sending me scriptures from the Old Testament on how you're supposed to kill your kids and sacrifice a lamb. I don't want to do the whole theological thing on your head here on the show. We can save that for another night. But if we really believe what we say we believe, then you know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in rule, the people mourn. They groan. They're in pain. We had 8 years of that, didn't we? And more, if I'm being honest about it, right? But you got to think about this thing as a whole. If you're a Christian, what are you going by? Why do you use any other book? Why do you use any other moral compass? Why do you listen to your party about who to vote for and why? I don't understand it. You guys totally floor me. In Samuel, well, 2 Samuel, it says that the God of Israel said, "The Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just and ruling in the fear or reverence of God." So, we got one scripture that says, with the righteous of authority, people are happy, right? They dance into the streets. Things are good. Well, who were the righteous according to the Bible? Those are believers in God. People that are truly, honestly sold out to God, not to themselves. And the second scripture I gave you, where it says the fear of God means the reverence of God. To reverence, to respect. In Exodus, it says, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people." Right? Not just a select few. But from all the people, able men, such as revere God, men of truth, hating covetousness. I mean, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and hundreds and rulers of fifties. In other words, to rule over everybody. And rule is not a dictatorship. Rule is not what you've been led to believe it means. So if God wants you to select from the people among the most godly, now notice, he doesn't say the most perfect. The one that you know or believes will do every single thing right the way you want it. Because there are things that God wants me to do I ain't so happy about doing. But he wants you to pick out men who love God. Men of truth. Men who hate covetousness. Now, no heathen is going to have you do that. No liar is going to have you do that. No non-believer. Remember, the group that keeps calling the conservatives fascists is the same ones that are actually living a life of a fascist, pushing it on us, telling us that's what fascism is. You tell people what to do. You're basically dictating them, telling them what's right for them, and that what they believe is wrong and what you believe is correct. In 1 Timothy, it says that for kings, and this is the last one, because this is not a sermon, for the kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead, pray for the kings and all that who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Well, let me ask you a question. Every one of those scriptures refers to godliness. Every one of those scriptures refers to having a fear and reverence for God. Don't want to insult my atheist friends, but you have no fear. You have no reverence of God. So Christians should not be voting for atheists. Christians should not be voting for people. And again, there's a lot of great atheist people out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're all evil, nasty, and bad. But as a Christian, if you're supposed to seek out a godly person, one who respects and loves God and will live by his law the best of their ability, how do you justify some of your voting? How do you justify, if you're a Christian, and people in your party tell you they're going to force you to change your way of thinking, the way you believe in God, the way you trust God, your godly scripture, how do you vote for that person? A person's in your face tell you that your religion doesn't matter, your God doesn't matter, your God's a buffoon, and we're going to teach you what real God is all about, which is government to some. I'm amazed at how many Christians use government as their sufficiency instead of God as their sufficiency. Just a, as Yul Brynner would say, a total puzzlement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you're out there trying to figure out who to vote for this upcoming week, you need to think about it. For once, you need to think about it from a godly perspective. The opinion of the Supreme Court doesn't matter when it comes to what God has to say. If you are a Christian believing in God's rules, God's law, God's way of living, then the opinion, and that doesn't, I'm not telling you to go break the law, but the opinion of the Supreme Court weighs little in the eyes of God. So Graham says that I'm encouraging pastors to become political activists. He said, I'm not telling them how to vote. I'm telling them what party, or not telling them what party to belong to. Just get out there and vote. Be a spokesman for God's standards and moral issues. Graham's been on a 10-day bus tour across the state of California, holding massive evangelistic rallies from Pasadena and Redding to Berkeley. He's going to city, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. But Graham has also delivered another message, one meant for the faithful. Vote. It's important for Christians to vote, he said on the Todd Stearns radio show. He said, I'm not working with Republicans or Democrats. I haven't talked to anybody in the parties. We're staying out of politics. I want Christians to vote. I want Christians to vote the way God wants them to vote, the way the Word tells them to vote. Talk about more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't forget, send your emails. You want the hat? You want me to sign the hat? Send me an email. 20th email gets the hat. We'll be back in a minute.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-DRILL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Sing a song for sure, if you're happy. Remember, if you want the hat, USA hat, see the hat? I don't wear hats, so this is like really weird for me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want the hat, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you want me to sign it, I'll sign the hat, although that's weird, too. I don't even like signing the books, but some people call them with the book signed. Send you the hat, 20th email I get to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let's move along. So, this is something you've heard of this show for years. Now Franklin Graham has stole my thunder. And he's going up and down the state of California telling people, you know, telling pastors and Christians, you need to run for office. You need to take your rightful place in the communities. And that's so true. You really do need to take your rightful place in the communities. You really do need to get involved. But he's also, you know, again, he also wants you, Christians, to get off your butts and vote. You want to vote? Do you want to get involved? It is crazy for you to sit there and talk about how the world is going to hell as a Christian and how bad it is for your kids and how what they're learning in school and what have you done? What have you done to make sure your schools, your water board, city council, state, whatever, what have you done to make sure godly men are in those positions? And Graham says, I'm not working for any party. I'm not working with any party. I'm working for Christians. I'm working with Christians. I'm working for Christ. Graham went on to say that, his message is making mainstream media very nervous. The New York Times published a lengthy report titled, The Evangelical Fight to Win Back California. I don't know if it's an evangelical fight. Definitely a fight. They framed the decision America and California towards a political crusade. It's not. Graham said he's not ashamed of his message. They called it spiritual arms for believers across the Golden State. And spiritual arms for a believer, by the way, is nothing more than prayer and action. It's really that simple. He said, California is sinking. People are leaving this state. Tax bases are eroding. They're turning their once beautiful cities into these sanctuary cities, which are just little pictures of hell, he said. Just go to San Francisco and take a look at this once beautiful city and see what's happened there. There's no doubt. And, you know, for those of you who are voting for Newsom, Gavin Newsom, yeah, San Francisco is his puppy. There's no doubt that conservatives and Christians have suffered under the oppression and leadership of California Democrats. A supermajority controls the state. But people of faith have been under relentless assault in the state. He said, I want the churches to realize they don't have to take this. The churches can be the voice. They can be the ones who turn the state back to God. They can be the ones that turn this back into a beautiful state. It's a message that Graham is taking to the national stage. Good. The political swamp in Washington is a real swamp. That swamp is not created just by Democrats. It's Republicans, Democrats, it's all of them. Matter of fact, I'd even go as far to blame it on Christians who don't do what they're called to do, who don't do what they're supposed to do. Graham said the only way we are going to get God's voice in the politics if it's God's people who are called by his name, are willing to take a stand and let their voices be heard. So here is Franklin Graham's call to arms for America. He says, we need Christian legislators. We need Christian mayors. We need Christians on city councils. He said, I'm talking about Christians who are willing to take a stand for biblical truth and for God. Are you... Look, if I've got Christians listening to the show that are listening, I mean really listening... I am a Christian who ran for office several times. I lost several times. I had Christians that came against me several times because I'm the chairman of the prayer breakfast and we can't have that. Christians. I have Christians who say we shouldn't get involved in government, yet I just read you four scriptures that said we should. I don't know where they get their Christianity. I don't know where they read it. I don't know how they believe what they believe. Think about this. And we let them get away with it. You know why? Because we don't push back. We don't fight. Some of you go, well, we're not supposed to fight any of that stuff. It's God's will. God's will, nothing. Not everything that happens is God's will and how God wants it to happen. It's because Christians don't get off their butts and do something with it. You think God's will was for millions of Jews to be killed under Hitler? No, it was not. I can tell you that for sure. You think it was God's will for the heathens to have total control of television? No, it wasn't. But the pastors of the day called it the devil's tool. Now think about something. They had the ability to take total control of that tool, and they called it the devil's tool. I would have taken total control of the tool and shoved it in the devil's face and showed him how much I could do with it. Oh no, they was afraid. See, I would love, I've said this before, and some of you got crazy on me. I'm not afraid. Actually, I'm not afraid of anything. I can't think of anything that, like, I go, oh, no, no, that? I remember the radio station I used to broadcast out of. I wanted a Satanist to come to the studio. I had had all kinds of people on from different walks of life, different religious beliefs. I said, look, I want a Satanist. I want to hear right from a Satanist, and I would still take the call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you're a true Satanist, not playing games with me, and I'll know. But I want a true Satanist to call and explain to me what they believe and why. I would love to hear it right from the mouth and not speculate. Okay? I mean, for me, it's that simple. It's not a big deal. But anyway, I had non-believers in anything spiritual at the radio station that were wigging out that I was bringing a Satanist. I said, well, wait a minute. First of all, you don't believe in God. You don't believe in Satan. You don't believe in any of that stuff. Why would a Satanist wig you out? Unless you thought he was going to try to sacrifice you right here on the table at the station. And then, speaking of atheists, sorry, guys, I'm not trying to beat on you tonight. Enraged atheists condemned Congress for honoring Billy Graham. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other anti-religious groups are infuriated that Billy Graham was lying in honor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Okay? They were saying at the time he was the unworthy of such recognition. Here's a man that went around the country preaching to people to do good things, to take care of their neighbors, to love God. And that's what infuriated them, not the rest of it. And this is what the left does that the right never does. I'm not willing to throw everything out that somebody does because they've done a couple of bad things where I don't agree with a few things they did. Right? I mean, think about something. And I don't know what they are, but you get a devout Satanist, and maybe all his or her life, they fed the poor, they took care of the sick. They went to senior centers in their town and helped take care of people. You know, they took care of babies in the hospital after they were born. Do you take that person and flush that person? Do you recognize that person maybe someday for the good deeds that person is doing? Or is the only thing that you can see is that they're a Satanist or a pagan? I mean, I'm talking from a Christian point of view. Or a Buddhist, or a Jew, or what, you know, they're not in your religious circle. Do you just put them down for that? You can't. They're doing some good things. They're doing things that help the community, to help people. Can't put them down for that. So it's just amazing to me where we've come, where we're going. And unless you Christians get off your butts, you saw what almost happened here in California, right? I mean, if the California legislature gets to what they want within a couple of years, not right away, but within a couple of years, it's going to be hard to buy any kind of Christian self-help book in this state. They're going to be scrutinizing on it because they're starting to put some of those prayer books, some of the books where you can believe God for healing from certain things in your life, they're now putting them under the consumer practices bill, laws, which means if they're unsubstantiated, if they're hooky, and you can't prove them, then you can get in trouble for selling it, like selling snake oil. I want you to think about that. Think about the prayer books that have helped you. Think about the stories or the books about how you can pull scripture out of the Bible, stand on it, and expect to be healed. That'll all be treated like snake oil books. I'm not making it up. Go look at the law they tried to pass. And you tell me I'm wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Look, if you're a praying person in the upcoming election, get quiet with God over the weekend. Shut up and listen. Ask for guidance. Yes, some of you are going to write me like Joy Behar and tell me how crazy I am. But anyway, right? Do what God tells you to do. Don't do what your party tells you to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spent with me. Now go have a great rest of the day, and God bless.